All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 10.
Double digits, baby.
We made it.
Of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. My name's Jackson. I'm joined here with Sean.
How's it going?
We got Connor.
Hey, did I ever tell you how much I love that starting line?
Which one?
The best podcast recorded on a ping pong table.
I came up with that.
And that is Mr. Denton Dotson.
Thank you. Hello, hello.
Howdy, kid.
Yeah.
And still, I feel like one of the greatest...
podcast recorded on a ping pong table. You are correct.
That and greatest intros into a podcast, minus maybe Hello Hello.
Hello Hello is pretty good.
That was a pretty OG.
Our awesome theme song that Doug really loves.
Yes, that's gonna be Doug's walk up song this year, I think.
Yeah. Wait, for real?
That would be cool if we could have that as our walk up song.
Yeah, all of us have the 615 guys intro as our walk up songs.
You hear it like five times in the same game.
That'd be funny.
This week's episode is sponsored by Cumberland Skin and Dermatology.
Yeah, so if you're ever walking down the street and, you know, you just notice you don't have skin anymore, just head down there and they'll help you out.
Absolutely.
Maybe a slight sunburn.
Sunburn.
Yes, the sun is starting to come out. Summer
is approaching.
You never know, your skin might fall off randomly one day. Yep. It happens to the best of us.
You know, I recently have had a very, very bad tan line on my neck and arms from baseball.
Yeah, that's definitely going to get worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure, as the summer goes on, mm-hmm. Especially with how baseball is and how you're out every day.
Yeah, you know that sock tan lines be bad.
Oh, yes, the mowing sock tan lines. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty crucial.
Ankle-high sock tan line.
What's the worst tan line you've ever seen? Like, what do you think is the worst place to have a tan line?
Well, I mean, there's the normal ones, but I have always had a terrible farmer's tan. Like, when I was coming out of middle school that summer, I wore, like, 3/4 sleeves every game. So I had, like, a tan line, like, above my elbow. Like, it was awful.
Yeah, I think sunglasses tan lines.
Sunglasses tans are very
bad.
Like,
the raccoon tan lines.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're at the beach, you get those a lot.
Yeah, those are bad. I feel like another bad one that I've had were for my football gloves. So my entire arm and everything would be nice and tan. And then you get to my hands and my wrist. And they'd be completely white.
Well, my glove hand is paler than my non-glove hand. And I noticed that during the season because, like, my left hand, the hand my gloves on, would still be pretty white. And then my right one is starting to crisp up and get that nice golden brown.
And then do you tan or do you just
burn? Well, you see here, I have freckles. So that kind of helps me out. No, I can get tan, but really I just get red. And not even sunburnt. Like, I could not be in the sun for 2 weeks straight and it'd just be red.
Yeah, so you don't like blister though. Like,
no, I don't. Like, I'm not like Cole.
Yeah, well, that's because Cole's a redhead.
Yeah,
all redheads just like burn. Yeah, at the second they
his eyes get sunburned. Like, seriously,
our eyes. How is that possible?
I don't know, but you can ask him. Yeah, his eyes get sunburned. Like, a long day in the sun, he'll come inside and his eyes will just
terrible.
Be red. Mm. Yeah,
I'd kind of want to feel that though, just to experience it. I don't know why.
No,
I don't know why.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to open your eyes.
It doesn't affect his vision. It just makes his eyes red.
Probably like itchy.
He's a weird little ginger kid. Shout out to all our ginger fans. How
you
doing?
Hey, we love you. The 615 guys appreciate all of our fans, even the redheads who.
Hey, if you're a ginger fan out there, DM us for a free sticker because there probably isn't a single one.
That's very true. You know, we're going to this weekend. We're heading to Lake Point for a little baseball tournament, and I am planning on bringing my entire stack of 615 guy stickers and just putting them everywhere at Lake Point Sports Complex.
Those of you that don't know, it's Lake Point is basically in Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's in like Alpharetta. Is that right?
It's Emerson, something like that.
Yeah, close to Atlanta in Georgia, and it's where basically the best travel ball tournaments are for the summer. So hopefully, we can expand 615 guys in Lake Point.
That'd be nice. Bring it out outside of just the 615.
Put it on the dugout. Like, just put the stickers.
You gotta you gotta write the ad on it too. Like,
yeah.
See, no, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to hand a sticker out to every single team that plays right after us. Like, that comes in the dugout.
Oh yeah.
Just be like,
that'd be smart.
What's 615 guys?
You know, it's the number one podcast for the ping pong.
We really should put on Spotify or Apple Music or playlist, whatever
podcast.
Apple Podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, because
it is what this is.
615 guys. Yes, that's our name. But how are you gonna find us? You know what I mean.
You'd look
by searching us up.
Yeah, but like, what are you gonna look it up on Safari? Is it going to pop up? No.
Well,
we don't have a website.
They don't know what 615 Guys is.
He does make a good point.
Thank you, Sean.
Should we make a website, guys?
Oh, you mean like it should say podcast at the bottom of the sticker?
Yes.
Okay.
So they'll know what
the original logo design did. But I don't think we could fit it or something.
I mean, we could. 615 Guys could be a song name. You know what I mean?
Well, they'd look it up on Spotify. And boom, there it is.
Or you can look it up on Instagram or now Twitter or now also TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. L-U.
Yeah, we'll probably make that first TikTok tonight.
We probably will. I mean, what dance do y'all think we should do?
Renegade.
Probably a WAP.
Connor did that.
Connor.
No, that's Easton.
You're the one that won.
Yeah, I just hit the splits.
That is true.
I don't know. We'll figure out something. But we are now on Twitter and TikTok. Y'all know we've been on Instagram. That's old news.
We'll probably be on Facebook here pretty soon.
Yes, for all you people that don't have either three of those platforms. You know, everybody
trying to reach everyone,
the older generation has Facebook.
Yeah.
So we're trying
to get out there for you.
We're trying to work that out. We don't really know how Facebook works.
So, I really don't.
So we're trying to figure that out.
Maybe one day we'll be in the newspaper. Who knows?
That's very true. We'll probably have an ad in the Lebanon Democrat, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I barely know how Twitter works.
Yeah, I don't really either.
But yeah, we're now on all three of those. Y'all can check us out. Make sure you follow us. We'll probably give more up-to-date and quicker news. You can probably find all of that on Twitter. That'll probably be your quickest way to find the closest information, and then probably Instagram. And then TikTok will be more just kind of like a funny little highlight reel.
Yeah, we'll
for
probably
us.
Make a TikTok with our guest every time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were gonna make something really cool, but it just didn't end up working out for us, sadly. So,
Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
You know, if we're
shout out. You know who you are.
Maybe one day, whenever we're all big time, and
I'm so lost.
We'll explain off air later,
Connor.
Yes, we'll explain off air, Connor.
They didn't get back to us.
Okay.
That's who we're talking about.
Sean. Yep. The guy we've been secretive about. Oh, do you mean?
Hey, Jackson, didn't you make a TikTok?
I did make a TikTok. It was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
Are you going to post it?
Oh, you posted one?
I'm not going to post it, no.
Yes, you're going
to
post
it. It's going to remain in the drafts, but
Which one was it?
So, I recently have been big in the song Bad Boys for Life, and I don't know who sings it. Let's look it up.
It's a good song.
Ice Cube.
No, it's not one of your like mainstream rappers. Let's see.
Lil Connor Gannon.
All right. It's Diddy, Black Rob, Mark Curry.
Whoa.
So I figured it out by the TikTok and like the little video that Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski made. You know, whenever they won the NFC Championship. And they were walking off the plane, and
I do remember.
Yeah,
yeah, they were just kind of bobbing their head.
Yeah,
just it's like I don't know what it was. Or like I don't think they had the trophy or anything. But I was like, man, that's a good song because I really wanted to use that as my walk up song next year. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's a good song to just walk out to. And it reminded me of the scene where Grown Ups, you know, where they walk out for the basketball game. It's Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Is it Grown Ups 2 or 1?
It's 1.
It's 1.
Yeah, okay. So they're walking out to the basketball game, and I titled it, like, Me and the Boys Pulling Up to Lake Point This Weekend. And with that song in the background and the goofiness of Adam Sandler and his entire crew. Hmm. Who was on that movie? Kevin James, I know.
The Zebra from...
Oh God!
Penguins of Madagascar. Madagascar.
What's his name?
Here we'll...
Rock.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Yeah, he's in it.
David Spade.
I love David Spade movies.
Those two movies are hilarious. Grown Ups. Hilarious.
Oh my God! If you haven't seen Grown Ups, you haven't lived.
Schneider. It's Rob. Rob Schneider.
Would you say Grown Ups falls in the top five of comedy movies
all time?
I think it does.
Of all time?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Not all time.
They're good movies.
No, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not top five of all time.
Every James Franco and Seth Rogen movie is way funnier.
I'd put it in a top
any
10,
Seth
top
Rogen
15,
movie
though.
Is automatically a
top 10.
Absolute
it's banger. Like a good like family comedy. Yeah. But like just comedy. No.
Would we all consensually agree that either Step Brothers or Superbad is probably the best comedy?
Superbad's fun. Not the best one. I think the funniest is The Interview. But
The Interview is hilarious. I watched it at quarantine for the first time.
I don't think I've seen that.
I've seen it like 100 times. You've never seen that? I don't think so. It's about Kim Jong-un and it's James Franco. And they like have to go over and like assassinate him.
No, yeah, I have seen
that. And North Korea like threatened Obama, so we released it.
Yeah,
it
was a good movie. Never mind.
Yeah.
That was such a funny movie.
Dave Skylock.
So it's been a pretty big week for Nashville sports, or I guess mainly just the Predators. Yeah, it's the only thing really going on big.
Well, no, the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies are having a pretty good time in the playoffs. Ja Morant is at least.
Yeah,
they're series not is one in to one. Nashville.
Correct. So I guess just the Predators.
I thought he said Tennessee.
Talking specifically about the 615 area, it would be the Predators, but they're in the middle of a playoff run. If you're sleeping under a rock, they're in the middle of a playoff run right now against the Hurricanes. Currently in Game 6 right now, as we're speaking. Now, by the time this goes out, the series will probably be over, if not in Game 7. So, you know, by the end of this, we could be like, hey, we could call it the Predators are moving on. Or we could be like, you know, the Predators had a great season.
Am I the only one who only watches the Predators in the playoffs?
Yeah, and I don't even do that.
Or am a fan of the Predators in the playoffs?
I follow them throughout the year. I can't really watch the games, them or the Braves, because it's a thank you, YouTube TV, for blocking Fox Sports South.
And you claim you're a fan of both?
Yes, I do.
But you don't watch?
Yes, you don't watch.
How am I supposed to watch if I don't have the channel?
Do you go to the games?
Yes, actually. I'm going Monday to a Braves game.
Okay.
A Braves game?
Good for you.
Do what?
Braves game?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be in Georgia.
And then they only opened up the season.
No excuses.
They only opened up the tickets for the Preds for like half the season. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyways, back to our discussion about the Predators. They got hyped up the other night thanks to our
Taylor.
Our boy Taylor Lewan. Taylor, if you still want to come on the pod, the offer is still available.
Yeah, I mean, we can swoop down low enough to you, Taylor Lewan, I guess. You and Bustin' with the Boys, I guess we could partner up or whatever.
You and Will, whenever come on the number one podcast.
If y'all want us to help grow your podcast, we could help you guys out.
What did he do?
Well, Connor, if you... I guess Connor doesn't really
got living under a rock over here.
Yeah, he lives under a rock.
Well, I'm asking for the people who haven't heard of what happened.
So you have heard of what happened?
Yes, I have.
So why'd you ask?
I just answered that. I'm asking
Anyways,
for the people who haven't heard what happened.
For those of you like Connor that live under a rock, he got
ate some beers.
He legitimately just absolutely.
Well, actually, he poured them out, and a little bit he actually drank. And the rest of it spilled on him and his peers.
Well, the funniest part was that I think his right was his wife, and to the left was like his 4-year-old daughter. And he's
just
in the
beer shower.
He's in the middle with his shirt off in the middle of a public place.
This is at the game, right?
Yes, on the Jumbotron. Whole crowd's going crazy, absolutely just inhaling beers, and his little 4-year-old daughter is just staring at him. Just like, what the heck is going on?
So she's not laughing?
She's 4.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
know what's
but
going
like,
on.
You know, it's a fun time. Like,
she's
like,
four.
Dad's getting plastered in the Reds game.
I'm sure. All of my Friday nights are like this.
Whenever you were 4, you were looking at people that were just.
She's probably picking her nose, Connor. Like,
yeah,
that's right.
She doesn't even know where she's at. Yeah. She doesn't even know what sport's going on.
She's probably like, wow, stuff's getting. It's raining yellow.
Yeah, she's probably the only thing she's probably thinking about is going home.
Yeah, she probably wants to go play with her
she
little
was
ponies.
Asleep.
Or yeah, she was probably one of those little girls, you know, like at sporting events, the little toddlers that have like the headphones
and have like an iPad that they play on.
Yeah.
Sorry to bash your daughter, Taylor Lewan.
So, how are the Preds doing in this series?
Well, they're down 3-2 right now, so they need a little more of that Lewan magic. But currently, right now, let's see. I think they were, last time I checked, they were tied 1-1.
Did they win when he was at the game?
They did. They won in overtime, or double overtime, actually.
Is he at the game tonight?
I don't think so. I don't know. I know that Will Compton is in Austin at a bachelor party. I saw that on Twitter. But I don't know where Taylor is. He may be at the game. I don't know. But if he is, I feel confident in their ability to win, solely to the fact of his beer inhaling abilities.
Yeah, I guess
he's got to pull it off again, though.
He's got to do something even crazier, though.
Yeah, I'm like, trying to see if he's there.
What's crazier than that, though?
Probably jumping on top of the glass and just, like, going crazy.
Running on the ice.
Yeah, it's like...
Throwing a catfish.
No, I think you can.
Yeah, they do throw catfish. How do you sneak in a catfish to an event like
that? They let them. No, they let them.
What do you mean they just let them?
It was their tradition.
I understand it's tradition, but like...
So, you know, you see guys with a cooler and they're like, hey, it's the catfish. Or, you know, the people aren't going to be like, what catfish, sir?
I know, but like, let's say...
They let them bring the catfish.
No, you're Jimmy the catfish guy. You go right ahead, buddy. You know, I know you, man. You're the catfish guy.
But like, let's say I'm just an average Joe, and I want to bring a catfish to the game.
Well, I'm sure.
And I'm not gonna
usually
just
walk in. A certain guy.
Yeah, I'm sure if it ain't Jimmy. Hey, man, you ain't Jimmy the catfish guy. Get out of here, man. That's weird.
But like,
there's only one catfish we accept around here, and it's Jimmy's.
Yeah, not Jim's.
Yeah,
maybe they would let you bring it in. I don't know. I just know they like that. You don't just have to sneak it in.
Yeah. It's not like, oh yeah, this is my wife. She's 108 weeks pregnant with a. Oh, why is there a tail? I don't know. You know, it's unclear.
But, like, let's say I want to bring in a catfish. Do I just, like, tape it to my body and just wear a big coat?
Yeah,
because... Here's my wife. She's 108 weeks pregnant.
And then after the game,
oh, wow, she gave birth. It was crazy. You should have seen it all on the ice. But, like, so let's say an away game. Because I know they've done that at away games. Oh, look, it's my wife. She's 108 weeks pregnant. You think that would show up on a metal detector?
I mean, yeah, it's not because a catfish is definitely.
I know
metal
but like.
No.
But like, no, not.
No, they have catfish detectors.
I think it would show up on the eye test.
Okay, but like, look. So hear me out. Let's say
I don't think a metal detector is necessary for someone having a catfish in their shirt.
Hear me out. So look, if let's say, because I know they had the Stanley Cup Finals against Pittsburgh a few years ago, mm-hmm. Right?
Go Penguins. Just kidding. I just like the animal.
And so I'm pretty sure that somebody threw a catfish.
Onto the ice
in Pittsburgh. So that means they would have to. Hey, look, it's my wife. No. But look, hear me out. So they had to fly from Nashville to Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Look, it's my wives. They're both 108 weeks pregnant.
Or maybe they got the catfish in Pittsburgh, Jackson.
Yeah,
but what if that's not true? Like, what if they got it?
He has a wife. She has a Siamese twins. There's two of them. That's a big enough shirt to hide a catfish.
Okay, Denton, get over the wives.
Yes. Okay, what if you don't have a wife?
You'll figure it out, okay?
What if you don't have a wife? What if you're just some lonely guy?
Oh, it's me.
Your entire life is based on hockey and throwing catfish. What do you do then?
Have a beer belly.
Yeah. Maybe you're just a...
You're fat.
That's an odd beer
belly. A middle-aged, overweight man. You never know.
Now,
But it would smell, though.
How big is this catfish?
I don't know.
It's a pretty big catfish.
I mean,
using plastic wrap.
Because you don't just use a baby
Wes
catfish.
Wes Collins sealed the catfish to his body. He then put on an extra-large Predators jersey to conceal the
catfish. Are you serious?
The catfish.
Somebody actually did this?
This is what the guy did.
At Pittsburgh?
No, it was at Bridgestone.
So, what's this guy's name?
His name is Wes Collins.
Ew, right. Imagine feeling that. Like
Wes Collins.
It was rap.
I know you're listening. Still, I know you're listening to the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We've got to get you on the pod to discuss that. That would be such a cool story.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be pretty cool.
And then we could do it.
In Pittsburgh, the, like, places that sold fish wouldn't sell catfish because they knew Predators fans would try to buy it.
Really?
Bruh. So, wait, no. Did he drive there then?
Who?
Yeah, I do.
Wes Collins?
You can't get that on a plane.
I said, you can sneak a catfish.
Why'd you just get one in Pittsburgh?
They just said they wouldn't sell them. They wouldn't sell them in Pittsburgh
but honestly,
because they knew the Predators fans would buy them and throw them.
Hey, what if they went fishing?
Maybe it was illegal.
Yeah, he probably caught it.
Yeah, what if they went fishing?
You know, just casual catfish.
Yeah, just with his hands, just went in the river and just grabbed
the
catfish.
You know who probably caught the catfish?
Who's that?
His wife, who's 108 weeks pregnant.
But yes, Wes Collins, if you're hearing this, yes.
Shout out to you, man. You can bring us a catfish. We'll have your catfish on air, actually.
Did he get in trouble for that?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like he was a national hero.
I mean, I wouldn't rat him out for anything. He's getting the crowd hype.
That's a legend.
That's entirely what the experience is about. Is getting the crowd.
Imagine the first time though. You're like, man, hockey game. This is well, Dave. Is that a catfish? Is that what I think it is? Yeah, Billy, it's a catfish.
Well, no. Imagine being a player because like last night.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Last night, you know that there was a few scandals where Trae Young, I know, got spit on. Russell Westbrook almost killed a fan after he got popcorn thrown at him.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think he overreacted.
Well, he was caught up in the moment, and I would honestly be pretty mad, too, if somebody threw popcorn on me.
Yeah, but has it not happened before?
No, probably not.
Well, I mean, you're like a celebrity. You kind of have to keep your cool.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a big game, and he was already mad that he got hurt anyways, so that just kind of – he just added lighter fluid.
He didn't look hurt when he was trying to get away from them security guards.
Well, because he had adrenaline pumping, probably. That's just my guess. But anyways, so just imagine being like one of them, and you're just sitting on the ice, and all of a sudden, bam, back of the head, a freaking catfish just hits you.
That would be amazing. That would be hilarious.
That would be. So wait, Sean, didn't your dad used to work for the Predators?
Yeah.
So did he ever see a catfish get thrown on the ice?
All the time.
Yeah.
He was the one that told me, like, they let him bring it in.
Did he ever pick one up? Or did he ever, like,
That wasn't his job.
Okay, so the guy who did it.
An athletic trainer.
The guy who did it in Pittsburgh, his name was Jacob Waddle.
Okay, Jacob Waddle, you as well, we need to get your contact information. Come on the pod.
You and Wes, y'all can have a catfish-a-thon on the podcast.
Called catfish episode.
Who had the biggest catfish?
Catfish on our guest.
Jeez. Briley Meeks, Predators fan, spent $142 to mail a dead catfish to the NHL office in Toronto.
And why was that?
In protest of the league's ruling of Philip Forsberg, last second tying goal against Florida in 2018 did not count. And so to veto this, he or she. Not sure. Sending a catfish to their office. A dead one.
This is why the Predators fan... Predators fans are some of the best fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are willing to send dead catfish to the head office of the NHL.
Is that, like, illegal? Like, could you go to jail for that?
Sending a dead catfish? No. But the person in Pittsburgh who did it got, like, taken away by security. He had charges against him, but they were all dropped. He's known as Catfish Jake.
Imagine going to court and the guy's like reading. He's like, "So, you're here for throwing a catfish onto a hockey rink."
Are you Jacob Waddle? Says here you are throwing catfish on the ice in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're clear.
I like you, buddy. You're clear.
That would be pretty fine.
The jury's just all Predators fans with signs.
Oh yeah, he's fast. He's good.
The verdict is in, and you are innocent.
See, maybe Jacob and, is it Wes, what was his name?
Yeah, that's his first name.
They can be part of our 615 guys summer takeover.
Yeah, they can throw catfish on the baseball field.
Exactly.
We're taking over.
615 guys is going off this summer. We're just going to call it now.
Yeah, we're going to be, yeah, y'all better become friends with us now, because we're going to be famous. Yeah,
the views are going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's all going to be.
Big things coming.
It would be all big things, and we need all your help.
Yes, but you
everybody's
guys,
support.
Yeah,
yes.
You listeners,
you're the ones that help us.
Yeah,
share.
Just like Jody said, hey, man, you know, I ain't do this for nothing, guys. You know, just share.
Yeah, that man actually got shocked out of his mind.
Yes, we appreciate him very much. Shout out if you're listening, Jody. We appreciate it.
Yes, but we still need that video. I think he's still twitching from that.
I agree.
So we still need the views to continue, because until he stops twitching, that's when the views can officially stop.
Like, yes,
he's never going to twitch. He's never going to stop twitching. So the views have to continue to always go up. Would you say that's our number one episode?
It is, statistically speaking. It has 10.5 billion views.
That or whenever we get Catfish Jake over here.
Yeah. Yes. The catfishers.
That's going to be one heck of an episode.
Hopefully it can happen.
I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to interview the catfish. So,
how's it feel that you are known worldwide?
I saw you on the ice, buddy. How'd that feel?
So coming up is a pretty big day, actually, to this. It's next Wednesday, I believe, June 2nd. It's in the MLB Lou Gehrig Day. It's there to help raise awareness for ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And one of our closer friends, Grayson Galatine, his dad, actually got diagnosed with it a couple years ago. And he has a pretty cool story. Him and a group of guys, a group of people called the LG 4-Day Committee, they actually wanted to help raise awareness for ALS in a cool way, kind of to what like Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente are remembered for in their day. And so they wanted to have, like, you know, like a Jackie Robinson day. They wanted to have a day for ALS. And so that's what this June 2nd is for, Lou Gehrig Day. And Brian Galantine, which is Grayson's dad, he was one of the, you could say, co-founders for the day. And we thought it was really cool, and we wanted to help raise the awareness for the day. So we're asking all of you guys to help out with that. On June 2nd, Wednesday, we want all of y'all to wear your jerseys, baseball jerseys, hockey jersey, football jersey, whatever type of jersey you have. We would ask you to please wear that and post on your social media with the hashtag 4ALS, the number 4 and then ALS, or hashtag ALS awareness to help spread awareness for this day and help Grayson and his family out. And
yeah, that would mean a lot to them.
Mean a lot to us, mean a lot to them. You know, his dad worked for a long, long time to work for this. Grayson told me that his dad had this idea for about 2 years and pretty much planned it all out over quarantine and was finally able to get it over to the committee. And it passed. Yep. So it's a really big deal, and it's something that will definitely go in the history books of Major League Baseball. And we're very excited to be able to have such a close connection to a guy like that. And be able to help out their family and help out to raise awareness for ALS. So it would really mean a lot to all of us if everybody please, like we said, put their jersey on, snap a quick pic, and post it on their social media with the hashtag for ALS. Yeah, if you do that, you know, we'll make sure to repost.
Yeah, we'll repost you, shut you out.
Absolutely.
Give you some clout.
Absolutely, and yeah, the more people we can get on this, the better it'll be, and we're really excited for it. So, also on that note, we're going to have Grayson come on next week. We're planning to have him on, and by that point, the day will have already happened, and so we'll get his input on, you know, how it went and how much they were able to do and how cool of an experience it was, and he'll be able to better explain the day and how it all came to be. So we're very excited for next week's episode. We hope y'all are.
Yeah, he's actually going to a MLB game that day, so hopefully he'll have some cool stories to tell us about that day.
I think he said it's going
to
be in Baltimore. Yeah. Baltimore's a cool-looking stadium.
Baltimore against the Mets.
So on that note, once again, I think we're going to wrap up episode 10. We're excited
double
that we
digits.
Finally reached double digits of the pod. We want to shout out our sponsor, Cumberland Skin Dermatology. Thank you all.
If your skin ever falls off, you know who to call.
Absolutely. Summer season's coming up. Make sure you check them out.
Thank you, Sean.
As they're shouting across the ping pong table, which is being recorded on from 615 Guys.
Best podcast recorded on a ping pong table.
Which is the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. Make sure y'all check us out on Instagram at 615 Guys, on Twitter at 615 Guys, on TikTok at 615 Guys.
And soon to be Facebook, probably.
Don't know the username to that yet, but probably will be
615 Guys.
615 Guys.
Yeah. You couldn't tell there's a trend there.
615 Guys.
Make sure you blow it up for the 615 Guys takeover this summer. It's going to be a great summer. We're looking forward to it. We got one more day of school, technically, but I think we're all not going because.
Except for Denton. I'm going.
Denton's
going
to be a good
straight A student right here.
Absolutely.
Oh, speaking of that, you listeners, when you'll be listening to this, it'll be Happy summer break time.
Absolutely. So
we, 615 Guys, we'd like to wish you a very nice summer break. It's our takeover season.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to be listening to us all
June
summer.
June 615, guys.
You're going to be on your boats, on your...
Yes, yes.
You're all going
to
be...
Your boats should be listening to the podcast.
Yes, you're going to be...
Maybe we'll make a boat playlist of just us singing songs.
we'll actually have time to listen to our episodes. You can't say that you don't have enough time.
Yeah, you got a bunch of free time now.
You got a bunch of free time.
We're looking forward to it. We're very excited for the upcoming episodes. Make sure y'all check us out for the 615, guys. Summer Takeover. It's going to be hype. It's going to be awesome. It's the end of episode 10.
Once again, welcome to summer, baby. 615, guys, out.
See ya.